Strange Adventure.
When Pardue awoke, the equatorial sun was barely over the horizon, but already the jungle was steaming. The 500 natives working on the Trans-Congo Highway were already swinging their axes and picks as diligently as natives ever worked, because they knew Pardue would soon be watching them. Pardue sat on the bunk in his tent. He was sweating. Not the healthy, dripping perspiration of a white man in equatorial Africa, but the clinging sweat that drew the marrow from his bones. He tried to stand, but his legs wilted. Jungle fever had struck. Swaying on the edge of his bunk, he forced four quinine capsules down his throat. He had to get out to the savages. No little thing like an invisible bug dared keep him away. Nothing before in his long jungle life had ever stopped him. Not even that time in the old days when an arrow pierced his eye. He had carried on then, wearing an eye patch till a glass eye arrived from France. If the jungle laborers suspected that he was unable to oversee them, all work would stop. Then the drums would start, and the natives would scatter to their villages. Time was ebbing fast. Already the rumor had spread that he was down. A few scattered beats of the jungle telegraph could be heard. Soon the drums would be thundering the news. Fewer axes and picks were being swung in the right of way, and they were being swung slower, the blows lighter. Pardue forced himself to his feet and staggered drunkenly to the door of his tent. He motioned to four natives who were standing nearby.
Yeah. Come. Pick me up. Carry me to the work.
At the roadside, the few remaining laborers stopped work, staring at him defiantly. The jungle drums increased their tempo, and from the undergrowth came the start of a chant. A chant that hadn't been heard since the days when the natives started their own wars. Pardue had the men prop him against a tree. He ran his hand over his forehead to brush away the sweat from his good eye. Suddenly, he laughed. His weakened body trembled with ironical mirth.
Pardue called to Mousa, his head boss man.
Mousa, call all the men.
The natives approached Pardue stolidly. They were surly, insolent.
You men, you think I'm sick, do you? You think I'm going to my tent and sleep? Well, I am until the fever leaves me. But I'll still be watching you.
He paused till he was sure every savage was staring at him. Then he removed his glass eye and placed it in the fork of the tree. Without a grunt, the natives grabbed their tools. Shortly, the blows of axes and picks again echoed throughout the jungle. Pardue smiled in satisfaction as he was carried back to his tent, for he knew the natives would keep on working as long as the watchful eye stared at them from the fork of the tree. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Mission of Madness, our next tale of Strange Adventure.